Hello, my name is Lika Gay, and welcome to this podcast produced by the International Monetary Fund. Much has been written over recent years about Africa's economic rise. Key to that rise is the region's middle class, says Ntuli Nkube, chief economist and vice president of the African Development Bank. Nkube was recently in Washington, D.C. to participate in a seminar on the state of data in Africa. But he took a few minutes out of his busy schedule to talk to me about Africa's stellar performance over recent years.
It's still a very positive story. Africa is rising. Africa is still showing that robust growth, which has been a strong characteristic of the region in the last few years. So we expect growth to hover around the 5% zone and higher for other countries, some of the fastest growing countries in the world. But of course, we understand this growth needs to be more inclusive. We've been saying that. I think that's the message that we should take away.
As you were mentioning earlier, you know, many commentators have argued that Africa is rising, and it's rising because it's led by a growing pool of middle-class consumer. But other critics, including, for example, David Cohen of Citibank, argue that the concept of middle class as such is not very present in Africa. So what would you respond to that?
The middle class is present in Africa. The middle class has been growing at a rate of 3.2% per annum since 1983. So we've got over 300 million people who are sitting in the middle of the pyramid, as I like to call it, rather than middle class. But we have to make a distinction here. Out of those 300 million people in Africa, half are what you call the floating middle class. They could revert into poverty very easily because of a death in the family, some shock of some sort. But there's always some floating middle class at any point in time, but the composition changes. And then the more stable part of the middle class is about 150 million, and it is providing a robust growth. I think one element that is buttressing consumption from this middle class is the diaspora, the African diaspora, who are transmitting now more money into Africa than foreign direct investment in Africa, more than aid to Africa, more than portfolio investment in stock market and bond markets. So that is portraying that floating middle class, which is poorer, and they're continuing to consume because of that.
So the diaspora is actually the key to this growth?
Yes, it is one of the keys to the growth, absolutely, and a very important one indeed. Last year, the diaspora brought in something like, into Africa, $60 billion worth of inflows. And we think that it's not all properly measured in the first place, it's actually higher.
So let's just turn to the poorer strands of the population. So I understand that the middle class is there, that and the diaspora are pushing this prosperity. But what about the poor? What kind of reform should be implemented to ease their access to this growing prosperity?
The best way to reduce poverty is to create jobs. But of course, for people to be job ready, they must have the right skills. So investing in the right type of education, vocational education, which gives people job readiness, is really the way to go. Young Africans should be given the option either to go full academia to a degree, but also have the option at the right level of high school to switch to vocational education. I think a concerted effort in this is required for this to happen. So job creation is really the key to reducing poverty. Of course, in the interim, social safety nets, aid flows, assistance, various forms of social safety nets are critical for dealing with poverty in the short term. But long term, it's about jobs.
Now, turning to the subject which brought you here in Washington, you're going to attend a seminar on the state of data in Africa. How is the quality of data in Africa? Is it good or is it bad?
Because of the large informal sector in Africa, easily 25% in most countries in sub-Saharan Africa, it means a lot of activity in that sector goes unmeasured. It's not well measured. The data is unreliable. That is a fact. But at the same time, African countries on their own, but also with partners such as ourselves, African Development Bank, have done a lot to improve the quality of statistics in the last 10 years. We have invested $100 million in the last 10 years on African statistics, and a lot has changed. But also to deal with the issue, we've worked it out that it would need something like $70 million a year invested in Africa to improve the quality of statistics to the level of, you know, Asian and other regions. What we're doing at the moment is making sure that there's harmonization of data. Data is comparable across countries. We have a whole program doing that across all the countries. We're connecting each African country to a hub, a portal in the bank, so they can enter their data live and it's comparable. We're also giving capacity training, capacity development building to these countries. They've got an association now right across Africa, and they rotate the chairpersonship and so forth. So they're very serious and they're investing a lot of time and energy, but things take time. So things are getting better, in fact, much faster than we think, but still much more needs to be done.
This was Ntuli Kube, Chief Economist and Vice President of the African Development Bank, about the role of the middle class in Africa. And to hear more podcasts, log on to www.soundcloud.org/imf-podcasts.